And we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Roy Kaizak. He's the Schoolhouse Shop owner. It's nestled in the heart of Furnaceville, part of the Indiana Dunes. It has an eclectic set of gifts, artisan food, stylish clothes, so much more. And this wonderful place dates back to 1886 when it was the former Porter County Schoolhouse. And now it's one of the finest shopping destinations in the Dunes area. Roy, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's terrific to be here today on our little Zoom meeting here. Being that I'm about 70, this is all new to me. So.
I'm just so happy that you're doing this. Everything that you two have accomplished and are involved in, it's just wonderful. So I know that the Schoolhouse Shop is going through some renovations and changes, and we would love to hear about them.
Well, what happens with us here at the Schoolhouse Shop, we're always closed in the month of February. And February is the time when we get into projects that we have to kind of tear a room apart. And we really can't do that while we're open. So we ended up redoing the great room, which is the room that you come to in the shop to the right. That was all repainted and reorganized. And then kind of more importantly, we redid our checkout area, which isn't going to mean a whole lot to the public. But for us, it's a big change because it basically is our function center. So all our electronics and our computers and all our record keeping takes place there, and that was all looking pretty tired. So we got in there and did that. And then our seasonal room, which is the room that you, when you come into the store, it's off to the left. That's our change, our room that changes from springtime to summer to fall, and of course for Christmas and things like that. That was also redone too. So we got a lot of stuff done. We're kind of really proud of it. A couple other things also. This is actually our 25th year. We purchased the store back in 1997. So it's kind of an interesting milestone for us. And the store has been a store since 1952, 53 is when it first opened. So it's kind of a cool historic thing.
Well, and it's beautiful. You walk in and it's just so exciting in the shop, and you are just fabulous.
Real quick, Roy, before we get away, tell us, your shop is just not one shop. It's a multitude of shops. Tell us about what different shops are part of the Schoolhouse Shop.
The actual term for a shop like ours is, it's called a destination shop. And a lot of times, for example, if you go to a national park, you'll have a shop there that's kind of like the welcoming center. And we're kind of like that from a retail standpoint. We have a clothing area, which is called Dune Clothier. We have another shop, which we lease out to Lake Effect Floral. Audrey Craig does that. And then we do the Magic Pantry, which is food items. We have greeting cards. We have seasonal areas, which would be, for example, like Christmas time or spring or summer. Now, of course, we're getting into St. Patrick's Day and Easter. So it's a constant changing type of thing. When we started off, we were very heavily into antiques, henceforth our official name, which was Beverly Shores Schoolhouse Shop and Antiques. We don't do as much with antiques anymore, so that's kind of fallen by the side. And, of course, do more with clothing and things like that and household accessories. So it's kind of like kind of an event coming here. We have 12 separate rooms for you to tour. So in the summertime, we do patio plate lunches outside.
There's also things happening with the trail. Do you want to?
Yeah, there's a kind of a lot of buzz right now going on here in Furnaceville. They are redoing the bike trail. This is part of a national program, and each county works on this so that the whole thing can be connected into one significant trail that will, for us in the state of Indiana, lead all the way from the Illinois-Indiana state line all the way up to the Michigan state line. In fact, I just had a conversation this morning with John Blackburn over in Beverly Shores. They're hosting the Beverly Shores section of the whole thing. And then, of course, the Porter County, they call it the waste or the rainwater reclamation thing. It's got kind of a a name that's difficult to remember, but they're working on rerouting that trail from underneath the NIPSCO power lines. If you're familiar with it at all, it sort of runs underneath the power lines through our area. They want to get it out from underneath that and put it more in an accessible manner. And the power line route that was in there was very susceptible to flooding. They want to get it onto higher ground so that more people can enjoy it. So we're really excited about it. And it will actually go past us now and then go down to Kimmel Road and head north into Beverly Shores.
Well, Roy, we're going to have to let you go there. That's a Schoolhouse Shop located in Furnaceville between 12 and 20. And you can find it online on Facebook and everything. Thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks for having me on today.